USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo could face misdemeanor charges, according to Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple. The sheriff made the announcement Saturday in response to a criminal complaint from a former aide to the governor who accused Cuomo of groping her. Apple promised that a comprehensive investigation would be conducted, though he would not commit to any timeline for its completion. An investigation by an independent panel overseen by New York's Attorney General's office concluded that he sexually harassed 11 women during his time in office. And the American Embassy in Kabul is urging Americans in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. The embassy issued the security alert on Saturday, telling U.S. citizens still in the country to take commercial flights if they could, because help from the embassy may be extremely limited. The warning comes a day after Taliban fighters captured a provincial capital in the south of the country. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package, and allowing for a final vote on Monday or sooner. A scheduled recess had been delayed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get work done on this measure and on a much larger budget resolution. Utah Senator Mike Lee is one lawmaker unconvinced by the bill. He tells Fox News that the package is an inflation bomb being dropped on an economy already damaged by rapidly rising prices.
Inflation is going way up because the federal government's been spending way too much money that it doesn't have. When it does that, we effectively just print more money. I mean, look, I know U.S. treasuries are issued and everything, but it has the same effect as just printing more money. We got the same basket, more or less, of goods and services in the economy, but when you dramatically expand the money supply in the way that they're doing, that means the price of everything will go up.
And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The battle between Texas House Democrats and Governor Greg Abbott will next head to the courtroom. Brad Bernards has the details.
Nearly two dozen Texas House Democrats who fled the state last month have sued Governor Greg Abbott and other Republican officials, alleging that GOP efforts to bring them back to the state capitol for a special legislative session infringed on their constitutional rights. Former Texas GOP Chair Lieutenant Colonel Alan West on Fox and Friends Friday slammed the media for an overall lack of coverage of the Texas Democrats who fled to D.C. and are now vacationing in Portugal.
We have a special session here where they're supposed to be doing the business of the people of Texas, their duly elected representatives and their constituents, but instead they run away to Washington, D.C., and now they take a vacation.
They say the 22 plaintiffs have been deprived of liberty for substantial periods of time, suffered much anxiety and distress over separation from their families, and much discomfort and embarrassment, the complaint filed late Friday alleges. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And on the penultimate day of competition at the 2020 Olympics, Team USA took gold in the men's and women's 400-meter relay. With the win, Allyson Felix became the most decorated American track and field athlete in Olympic history, with 7 golds, 3 silvers, and a bronze. Defending men's soccer champions Brazil beat Spain 2-1 to claim their second straight gold medal, and Neeraj Chopra took gold in the men's javelin throw, the first gold in track and field for India in Olympic history. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.